East Coast Breakfast.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Ladies and gentlemen, a born and raised in Durban, married man, family first, camera always in hand, not a whistleblower but a fast bowler who shoots content and short balls. Darren, the Dupavillon, Proteas, ODI cap, over 230 first class wickets, global franchise cricket from SA20 to the CPL, and now bringing serious heat for Durban's super giants. When he's not hitting the top or top of off, he's behind the lens. But today, it's batters in his sights. Darren, the Dupavillon! And in the red corner, ladies and gentlemen, from the Eastville to the Westville, carrying a bat to knock a ball in the bush, Ethan Bosch, SA20 Rising Star winner, Proteas ODI cap on the mantle, and a fast bowler who loves striking early. He says, flip it, I'll take a wicket, lick it, stick it, we play cricket. Ladies and gentlemen, Ethan, the ball basher! Bosch!
I think we're done after that.
Lick it, stick it, we play cricket. What?
That's well done.
Thank you.
You had too much time over the holidays. Yeah.
So, the boys are here. Durban Super Giants are taking on the Pretoria Capitals in the Betway SA20. It's happening tomorrow. So much of exciting Kingsmead Stadium. Tickets are available right now at Ticket Pro. But the boys are here with us right now. Darren and Ethan, we do this every time here on East Coast Breakfast. You guys get subjected to what's called the quick fire questions. You don't get to think about it. Are you ready? Doesn't matter. We're going to go anyway.
Should we go?
Go.
Okay, Darren, what is the best place in South Africa to visit for a holiday?
Well, I like to... Oh, this Darren. Sorry. Go, Darren.
Oh, it's gonna be
you're lining that one up.
Yeah, we're going to be here in Durban, so
nice.
You know, half the Transvaal come down this side.
Yes, they do.
Some holidays and so on. So, yeah, we've born and raised this side and we love it.
Yeah, Ethan, I'm not going to be as kind to you. So, remember, if whichever one you pick here, the other one doesn't happen. So would you rather never take a wicket again or never break 100 in golf?
Yo, I love my golf.
Yeah, I know you do. Probably played yesterday, hey?
I'm going to go with the correct answer.
Yeah.
And never break 100.
Oh, yes. You can join my football
anytime.
So
you just want to be Darren for the rest of your life.
That's it.
Darren Moore, by the way.
Just you, Darren.
I'll take up another sport.
All right, Darren, what's the last thing you Googled?
Last thing I Googled was looking for a bunch of earphones.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Ethan, what is your favorite YouTube channel?
Good Golf.
Of course.
You might need nice. That.
Does it work? Let me write that down. good Golf.
Darren, okay, you got a bench one, start one, and sell one. Butler, Ethan, Kaya.
Ooh, I'll give Ethan a bit of a tease whilst he's here with us. I'll sell him.
Sure.
I have played majority of my career with Kaya, and obviously not much with...
With
Josh, so yeah. I'll keep Josh. I've played a lot of cricket with Kaya, so obviously I'll
and then you bench. Okay.
Jeez, you're really comfortable just getting to those decisions.
Ethan is gone, bro.
Coach Darren.
Had a bit of time to think about it.
So, Ethan, listen, do you ever, like, you know, if you're just like chilling at home and like highlights come on the TV, do you like stop and like go, hang on, I just want to check this out?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely. See where you can get better.
Yeah.
And also see where you go wrong a lot of the time as well.
Fantastic.
Darren, yeah. Not more. Yeah. What is the most unglamorous part of being a professional cricketer?
Sounds controversial because I think everyone lives for it, but I think the travelling sometimes, especially as you get older and there's families at home and so on. So yeah, I'd say the travelling.
Yeah. Ethan, your best ever wicket. Give us the date, where, who it was.
I'm going to go with my teammate, Josh Butler, in the semi-final of the first SA20.
Yeah.
It was at the Wanderers, yeah, getting him out.
Who was he playing for? Paul
Rose.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And then Darren, which wicket lives rent-free in your head?
I think special one for me was ODI debut, Aaron Finch my only sole ODI wicket. So, yeah, pretty special one.
Fantastic.
I have a question for Ethan, but I think they both need to answer this one.
Yeah.
Who were your cricket role models growing up?
I had a few. Dale Steyn was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Jacques Cullis and Sean Pollock.
Sure.
Respect.
Darren?
So, oh yes, Darren.
Sorry. Yeah, for me, for me, it was our head coach at DSG. Grew up in a similar area to me, so obviously watching him star in his career, Lance Klusener.
Oh.
And yeah, pretty special. That came from sort of the same area I grew up in.
Respect. Durban's Super Giants. They're taking on Pretoria Capitals. It's the Betway SA20 tomorrow at Kingsmead Stadium. Durban Super Giants players Darren Dupavlion and Ethan Bosch. They're here in the room with us right now. Darren, I have to ask you, how have you adapted your bowling strategy specifically for the conditions and the pitches in this SA20 season?
I don't think it's been much of a change. Obviously, I've played majority of my career here at Kingsmead, so it's sort of a homecoming for me in a sense. But with our domestic structure, we play at all the grounds that we're playing in the SA20, so we generally have a good understanding of what the wickets are doing and so on. So it hasn't been too much of a change. So, yeah.
Ethan, I think the one thing that got us very excited about the Durban Super Giants is when, obviously, a lot of changes from the first three teams we had. We also brought you in here. Thank you for finally coming back home, because we were tired playing against you. Great batting lineup, and it's such a nice mixture. You've got these two New Zealanders opening, and then it's all South Africans and all that kind of stuff. Just tell us about the on-field and off-field chemistry, because it looks like you guys on a good wicket.
Yeah, we've got a great team together on and off the field.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the guys, like just within the last 2 weeks, we've actually spent a lot of time with each other within the hotel and going out for dinners and stuff like that. So it's been really good. And then on the field, I don't think we've put together like our perfect game yet something that where both bat and ball has been really good and even in the field. So yeah, I think there's a lot to look forward to in the next 2 weeks.
Maybe tell us about that, because the turnaround time is so quick, and you playing golf, and then you're talking about dinners. Just like between, you guys were meant to play on Sunday, obviously that was rained out. Between Sunday and tomorrow, which I think is probably your longest break yet, like what do you guys do? You stay at the hotel the whole day? What happens?
Yeah, so I think everyone switches off differently.
Yeah.
Some guys will chill, a lot of guys have their families and stuff here. For me, it's playing golf when my girlfriend's not around, so I'll take it when I can.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just about switching off, because this tournament is so quick, so you just have to switch off as much as you can when you do get the opportunity.
Okay, I was doing fine with like the things I'm going to do more of in 2026, and now suddenly there's more golf on my play more golf, get better at golf, maybe join Ethan's four ball and just get Terps and stuff. This is my year, bro.
Yeah.
This is my golf.
Scramble drive, bro. Then you're always like just close to the hole with Ethan.
All right, Ethan, is that fair enough? We'll make a date for that. All right, but now, guys, there are people that are saying this, and you don't have to be PC about this. There are people that are saying this. They're saying that the T20 format is going to replace all other forms of cricket. It's only a matter of time. Do you think there's truth to that? Darren?
Yeah, I'll start us off. I think there's a bit of truth to it. I think it captures the audience's attention. You know, everything nowadays is getting shorter and shorter, and capturing attention is sort of the main goal of everything. But if you ask any cricket player, cricket purist, they'll always say there's always space for the long format, and I'm someone that agrees with that. I think it's important that all three formats are played. You're definitely seeing less of the two other ones, but hopefully that's not the case.
I hope we don't use the test. That would be ashes.
Yeah. I don't think it will. I think it will become T20 cricket, will, like Darren is saying, it will become like more and more. But I think if you watch like the Ashes and like the really big guys play against each other, there's still a heck load of support out there, and like you can see how exciting games actually do become.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, we're watching the most exciting format tomorrow. Durban Super Giants taking on Pretoria Capitals. It is the Betway SA20 at Kingsmead Stadium. Tickets are available at Ticket Pro. Unless Comrie,
we'll see. We're going to chat out. Ethan and Darren are here.
You'll chat to them.
We'll make a plan.
Okay,
yeah.
But listen, they're very affordable at Ticket Pro, and it is so much of Gees there at Kingsmead. Durban Super Giants players Darren Dapovlion and Ethan Bosch. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.